The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, perfume sales are up by almost a fifth, making it one of the strongest performing areas of the beauty industry. But are the sales of perfumes driven by perfume talk? And are women shelving the previous idea of the signature scent in favour of layer perfumes to create something unique and indeed individual? We're joined now by Tasha Marks, scent designer and historian. Tasha, what's behind, do you think, this huge increase in perfume sales?
I mean, many things. I think during COVID, obviously, when people were stuck at home, perfume offered a sort of escapism. And I think that some of that has then followed through to current culture in this idea of scent as an identifier. There's also the ritual of shopping, the fact that you have to go out and smell a perfume and choose to buy it. I mean, that kind of intimate way of purchasing something is sort of getting rarer and rarer. And then the fundamental thing that scent is so much about identity and memory. It enables us to sort of create a sense of self or connect with other people. I just think it's a very powerful thing.
So talk to me about this idea of creating your own scent. How do you go about doing that?
As a person, through layering, I guess, which is a very Eastern approach to fragrance. I mean, in the West and in Europe, we tend to wear one single perfume historically. However, in the East and in the Middle East, you know, you've got a lot more culture of perfume layering. And I think that is what we're starting to sort of experiment with here as well. This idea that layers of scent mean different things, and you can create a sort of personal aroma through the many things you choose to wear, the sort of individuality.
Is it something you do yourself?
It can be, but I must say, because I work with smell in my job, I tend to not wear a lot of perfume because I need to stay neutral. So I need to sort of smell like nothing.
So, sorry, am I right in saying, so you get a number of different perfumes and you sort of mix it all together until you get the balance that you like? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, not like making a potion like you might do when you were a kid, more like layering. And it doesn't have to just be fine fragrance. It might be that you have a moisturizer that's scented, or a face cream, or a more like an eau de toilette, like sort of classic smell. Or you might have something that's more like a perfumed water. So it's just and you might have something that you spray on your skin and something else that you put on your clothes. So it's all about like layering those scents to make a scent that you really enjoy, that feels like you.
Okay. Is it mainly women doing this, or are men getting in on the act as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think men are actually a hugely growing sector in the perfume industry. I mean, in general, fragrances are moving towards this more unisex scent anyway. Like, you don't really get in like fine fragrance stores, you don't really get as much these gendered sort of male and female perfumes. You more get sort of tones of perfume. So it's clear which ones might be seen as more masculine or more feminine. Though really, in reality, those things mean nothing at all. So you should just go for whatever scent you like. But a lot of young men are getting really into fragrance. I mean, the biggest growing market is sort of teens and young adults. Male, young teens and young adults, which is really exciting.
Do people spend a lot more on perfume now than they did, say, 30 or 40 years ago?
I mean, I think perfume is still a luxury object, but it's become a sort of affordable luxury, or rather it's something that people have more resonance in exploring in terms of like what they are going to spend their money on. So it hasn't got cheaper necessarily, but maybe there's lots of different brands at lots of different levels. But it's more like being perceived as something that people is worth investing in as a sort of luxury. Yeah,
well, I suppose if you're layering, that inevitably involves more expense, doesn't it?
Yes, and maybe in a way that's a way to keep your perfume collection fresh. You might not be able to afford 20 perfumes, but you can afford 5 and you can layer them in different ways. So maybe that's a way of also expanding your own collection.
I suppose why I asked you about the price point is because when I think of perfume ads from years ago when I was young, they all seemed a little bit lower lower cost. You know, I'm thinking of ads like, I don't know if you remember the Just Musk ads. You know, they were quite racy. And then there was an ad as well for, I can't remember what, I think it was some kind of spray. When a man you've never met before offers you flowers, that's impulse. That was it. Yeah. At the time, it seemed okay to go up and offer a stranger flowers. Now you might get a very different reaction. But they were kind of, they were definitely Blue Stratus and things like that. They were kind of cheaper, weren't they? Old Spice.
I mean, those brands actually, like Impulse and Old Spice, still exist.
Okay.
You can, in fact, Old Spice is having a real comeback.
I saw an ad for it recently as well on telly. I was kind of amazed. So it is having a comeback.
Yeah, but I also think there's perfume at lots of different price points, but there's something about perfume being a luxury where it's nice to smell expensive. And also there's a great secondary market in fragrances. So like people selling on, you know, they've had maybe a bottle and they used a quarter of it and they want to sell it on. So there's a lot of sort of movement around fragrances as well. I mean, I personally don't agree with the dupe market, which are the sort of perfume copies you get, because it's ripping off someone's creative work. But that has also made some fragrances more accessible as well. So you've got to acknowledge that.
When I think back on those ads, the other thing I think is different is they were kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, the Just Must and shouldn't be allowed, and it was kind of risque, you know, with kind of in a kind of an innocent sort of way. Whereas now you look at the advertisements for perfumes, I mean, they're like mini films, and it's very much selling a lifestyle and a very kind of expensive lifestyle. It's very different.
It's quite like sensual and textual as well. Like it's very much, the adverts now are very much more abstract in a way that you can sort of project yourself onto them. And I think old perfume adverts were selling you an image that you wanted to buy into. And now actually I think it's the reverse. They're selling you an image that you can project yourself into. So it's a slightly different way of thinking about scent. And like I said, because it's moving towards more of a non-gendered marketplace, they don't want to make it overtly masculine or feminine necessarily, because they don't want to exclude some of their market.
There will be some people listening who'll say, oh, is this all a little self-indulgent, a little kind of first worldly issues here? How would you respond to that?
I mean, you know, perfume, fine fragrance is not pretending that it's not a luxury object. In fact, it's what it's defining itself as.
Sure.
So, but you don't just have to think about scent as fine fragrance. I mean, you can think about, we use scented products in every aspect of our life, from our washing up liquid to our laundry softener. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that has to be exclusive. Our choice of scent and how we choose to present ourselves doesn't just have to be our fine fragrance. And smell is there for everyone. I think smell is very universal. Thinking about how we smell and what we want to smell like is something that comes into a lot of our daily choices, whether we like it or not. And actually also the absence of smell. We live in quite a sterile world. Some people find perfume very overwhelming, whereas if you can sort of smell as neutral as possible, that's also what some people aim for.
Final question, maybe a silly question. I mean, given the work you do, when you're walking through a shopping centre or where you work or a bar, I mean, are you constantly, because you must be very attuned to the different aromas and stuff, are you constantly smelling perfumes and going, oh, that's such and such, or that's Emporio or whatever? Do you find it hard to switch off?
I suppose I'm lucky in a way, because I don't work. I make perfumes for museums and art galleries. So I hope I can't smell the cesspit smell that I made for Rochester Castle, for instance. But I don't really notice if someone's wearing, I mean, I would notice Chanel No. 5, but you know, like I don't necessarily notice individual perfumes. I do notice if someone smells nice. But I definitely find fragrance halls quite overwhelming. I'm not someone who stops and smells lots of things, because, you know, one or two things at a time is enough.
Okay.
But I think everyone tuning into their sense of smell is a really lovely thing to do, to be aware of your surroundings, to ground yourself in that way, to connect with people. I think smell is a very powerful thing.
I'm just thinking, because I know you're an historian as well. I'm thinking of that famous letter written by Josephine to Napoleon. Or actually, it was Napoleon to Josephine saying, I'll be home in 2 weeks, don't wash. It's funny. It's funny how times change.
Well, that said, you know, there is something about those sort of funky bodily smells that we really like. There's a lot of animalistic notes and a lot of famous perfumes, like sort of civet and ambergris, and they're quite bodily. And actually, we also quite like something a bit funky in our perfumes. Like, perfume doesn't have to mean floral and pretty. It can also be something a little bit challenging.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us. Tasha Marks there, scent designer, historian and artist. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.